Mr. Grunt was staring at a squirrel, and the squirrel was staring back at Mr. Grunt with his big squirrely eyes. The squirrel had the squirrely eyes, not Mr. Grunt. The squirrel was a rather mangy-looking thing. His tail looked less like fur and more like a large feather that had been used as a quill pen and played with by small, sticky-fingered children. The animal was up a tree in a hedgerow lining a narrow lane. He stood on a swaying branch that seemed far too thin to take his weight. Mr. Grunt was leaning out of the upstairs bedroom window of the Grunt's truly dreadful caravan, his head framed either side by a curtain made from an old dressing gown. He was about the same height off the ground as the squirrel and, because the caravan almost took up the width of the lane, very close to the animal indeed. It was obvious neither of them was going to blink and risk losing the staring match, so Mr. Grunt decided to shout instead.
"Tree rat!" he yelled.
chattered the squirrel.
"Clear off!" said Mr. Grunt.
The squirrel quivered his tail in a "don't mess with me" manner and chattered some more. The problem, in Mr. Grunt's eyes at least, was that he was convinced that this squirrel, this self-same squirrel, this very one, had been following them for days and was a thief. Whenever they stopped for a break, the squirrel would sneak among them and take some of Fingers' peanuts. Fingers was the elephant who pulled the Grunt's caravan. This job used to belong to the two donkeys, Clip and her twin brother Clop, but they'd retired. They now had a trailer all of their very own, hooked to the back of the caravan, and Fingers pulled them all along with a wave of the trunk and the greatest of ease. Fingers' favourite food was stale currant buns. I suspect an elephantologist at the University of Elephantology will tell you that it's far healthier for elephants to eat certain types of plant, but what Fingers liked best was buns. He was also partial to peanuts in their shells. They made good snacks and rewards. So Mr. Grunt took a regular supply from the local grocery store. I say local because, unlike the old days where home was wherever they decided to park their caravan, the Grunts now had a base. They lived in the grounds of Big Manor, a stately home that looked very impressive from the outside, but which was little more than an empty shell.